AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Authorities in Haiti say three people were shot and killed in Port-au-Prince in a gang attack, including a married couple from the U.S.
A police official says the young couple, identified on Facebook by relatives as Davy and Natalie Lloyd, were ambushed along with a third person as they left a church in Port-au-Prince after a youth activity. They were taken to two different houses and then gangs started shooting through the windows, according to a Facebook post. The couple and a third victim, a man identified as Jude, worked for a group called Missions in Haiti. Natalie Lloyd's father, Missouri State Representative Ben Baker, writes that his heart is broken in 1,000 pieces. He says his daughter and son-in-law went to heaven together. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Morgan Spurlock has died. He made documentaries, including Super Size Me. He ate only at McDonald's for a month to illustrate the dangers of a fast food diet. His family says Spurlock died of cancer. Spurlock was a gonzo-like filmmaker who leaned into the bizarre and the ridiculous. He spoke to the AP in 2013 after the release of his documentary on the boy band One Direction.
More people are going to see this film on opening day worldwide than have seen all my films in theaters combined.
Morgan Spurlock was 53. Speaking to graduates of the Naval Academy in Annapolis, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin noted two graduates last year were just aboard the USS Kearney in the Red Sea. They helped shoot down missiles and drones.
What comes next is not a drill. You will lead sailors and Marines through tension and uncertainty. Your teammates will look to you for leadership, for grace under pressure, for calm under fire, and you will be ready.
The top court at the UN is ordering Israel to immediately end its military offensive in Rafah. This is AP News. A judge in Australia ruled a former Marine Corps pilot, Daniel Duggan, can be extradited to the U.S.
on allegations that he illegally trained Chinese aviators, leaving the Attorney General as his last hope of remaining in Australia. Duggan's wife, Saffron Duggan, said there was no opening at the extradition court hearing for my husband to run his case.
Today was simply about ticking boxes, and it's time to move on to the next stage. Now we respectfully ask the Attorney General to take another look at this case and to bring my husband home.
The indictment says the ex-pilot had provided training to Chinese pilots in South Africa. Duggan's denied the allegations, saying they're political posturing by the US, which has unfairly singled him out. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.